McNulty, No One's Watching Joe Biden's Wannabe POTUS Broadcasts. By John Nolte on March 26, 2020. Former Vice President Joe Biden hosted a happy hour with young Americans live stream Wednesday night and only 2,800 people tuned in, according to a CBS News reporter. Meanwhile, millions and millions and millions of Americans, some 12 million on TV alone, and millions more online, are watching President Trump's daily press briefings about the coronavirus. The far-left New York Times, which is obviously worried about how these briefings have improved the president's job approval rating, is now openly suggesting the briefings not be broadcast live, so that the fake news media can filter out what they don't want the public to see. Anyway, once Biden's pathetic hour-long happy hour was over, the total viewers tallied 141,000. But that number counts the number of people who watched anywhere from 30 seconds and up. In other words, if someone tunes in for 31 seconds, gets bored and shuts it off, they count in that 141,000 number. What we do know for a fact is that only 2,800 on average watched the full hour, which is simply pathetic. Biden, who broadcasts these live streams from his basement, is so personally inept and has hired such an inept team. They not only cannot draw any viewers, they only figured out how to live stream this week. Biden is almost certainly going to be the 2020 Democrat nominee. And he still disappeared for 2 weeks because he couldn't figure out this whole interwebnets thing. It's simply unbelievable. This disastrous happy hour also streamed on YouTube, where it received a pathetic 23,693 additional views, as of this writing, which again counts viewers who only watch for 30 seconds. Better still, the up and down votes are absolutely brutal. Only 696 up votes for Biden's happy hour, and 1,700 down votes. What's more, Joe Biden has his own YouTube channel, and that YouTube channel has only 19,000 subscribers. For comparison, President Trump's YouTube channel has 310,000 subscribers. Viewership for Biden's other live streams has been just as pathetic. On Wednesday, Biden delivered 35 minutes worth of remarks on the impact of the coronavirus on young Americans. It barely reached over 10,000 YouTube views and received as many downvotes as upvotes, 326 to 332. 3 days ago, Biden earned only 134,000 views on YouTube and 211,000 views on Twitter for his remarks on the coronavirus pandemic, which received 974 upvotes and 4,300 downvotes. But again, if 2,800 average viewers adds up to 141,000 total viewers for that happy hour video, what does 343,000 viewers equal? Maybe 7,000 average viewers? However you want to slice this, this is a massive failure of leadership on Biden's part. While running for president in 2016, Trump didn't need a fancy live stream to be heard while competing against 16 other Republicans for the nomination. And he didn't sit around watching Matlock reruns waiting for a studio to be built in his basement. Trump jumped on the phone, he called into every show that would have him to get his message out. He hustled and improvised and took every question, no matter how hostile. Meanwhile, Biden sits around at home giving dull speeches and making dull statements, and pretending to be president while he basically plagiarizes the ideas Trump has already put into action. I've never seen anything like this. Biden is shrinking before our very eyes, and is doing so because he's too old, has no good ideas, and is afraid to participate in the freewheeling interviews that will capture the public's attention and juice their excitement. If he wanted, Biden could be all over the media. But he's afraid to take questions, and it's fairly obvious that at the advanced age of 77, he tires easily. So what we have here is the presumptive Democrat nominee, who's basically a crazy old man jumping online in between naps so he can pretend to be the president in front of an audience of, lol, thousands. Biden's abysmal ratings, and the lack of excitement and energy around his live streams, tells us something else. That there is no leadership vacuum in this country. People do not feel the need to turn to Biden or anyone else during this crisis. Trump is doing just fine, thank you very much. In fact, the world is ignoring Biden almost entirely. He's a non-entity. Meanwhile, the actual president not only leads us through this terrible time, he spends hours every day taking countless questions from a hostile media. That's leadership. Cowering in your basement is just sad. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.